Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has now agreed to pay a settlement of nearly $3.4 million. We're going to be talking about the reasons for this settlement on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, the SPLC got its hand caught in the cookie jar. We knew this was going to happen, but this is not going to be the end of its problems unless it ultimately changes its radical ways and false and defamatory label with regards to haters and hate groups. This particular situation involves Majid Nawaz and his organization, Quilliam Foundation, because they were included in the SPLC's Field Guide to Anti-Muslim Extremists. And as a result of a demand, they have now had to pay $3.375 million in settlement for their defamatory listing, their false information. This is just the beginning of the SPLC's woes, Matt.
It is. And the SPLC, for a long time, their credibility has been waning and waning and waning. And, you know, it's almost down to nothing. And this just further destroys this left-wing propagandist organization's credibility. Of course, some of the, you know, mainstream media will still kind of grab hold of their propaganda and use it to smear mainstream Christian organizations, conservative organizations. And in this instance, an organization that is battling against radical Islamic terrorism. And so, like you said, they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and they have had been forced to come out to apologize, to say, no, this was never a hate group. But this is just their MO. They try to marginalize any group with whom they disagree based on ideology, and they attack them. And it's dangerous, Matt. We know that it has resulted in attempted murder, terrorist activity, and other horrific events.
Yeah, Family Research Council has been listed by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group. It's not. It doesn't hate anyone. It opposes violence. But notwithstanding, SPLC has classified it in its bogus classification right alongside groups that do advocate violence, like, for example, the KKK and other kinds of supremacist groups. As a result of that false classification, Floyd Corkins went to the FRC office in 2012 with a loaded pistol, and he was intent on committing mass murder, killing as many of FRC employees as possible. And he was motivated, according to his own confession, because of the SPLC hate map, which not only lists the organizations that the SPLC disagrees with, but also gives directions on how to get there. It's a map. It's a place where you can click on each organization and find out exactly where they're located. So it's not hypothetical that this will cause danger to people. We know for a fact that it has, and that's not the first and last time. And now this organization, Majid Nawaz, was listed falsely as an anti-Muslim extremist. And this guy, Holly, is, by his own identity, a liberal Muslim, a former Islamic extremist. So he was part of the Islamic terror. He has left that. His organization speaks out against this radical Islamic jihadist terrorism, and he was listed because of that as a anti-Muslim, quote, extremist, and it was put in the so-called Field Guide to Anti-Muslim Extremists. That was then given to journalists as a guide so that they would extend this false propaganda in their news articles.
You know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, as a journalist, to see they use the SPLC as a quote-unquote credible source, you know, which you mentioned earlier, it causes violence. I mean, don't forget the attempted mass murder on Steve Scalise and all those Republican softball players at that time. That could have been a tragic event if it had not been.
Which is another example of the result of falsely labeling somebody as a hate group or a hater.
Because it stirs up violence. It causes violence. So now, you know, the SPLC is, you know, walking backward a little bit. They greatly apologized for their mistake and have paid quite a bit of money as a result of that. And of course, there's other organizations, you know, such as Liberty Council that have been victims of this as well. You know, so this needs to stop. They need to absolutely stop this stupid list that they're creating that is causing violence and harm.
Well, this list was actually published in December 2016. And Majid Nawaz and the organization he represents sent different demand letters asking that it be removed and that they be removed from this so-called field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. SPLC ignored it.
Then, for almost 2 years.
Then finally, they deleted it in April 2018 after Majid got a law firm that specializes in defamation.
Right.
And a demand letter was sent, and they ultimately deleted it from their website after 2 years of ignoring Majid Nawaz. Mm-hmm. And so he, Nawaz, by his own personal experience, is a former member of a global terror organization. He's been a political prisoner in Egypt, and now he criticizes the fundamentalist interpretation of Islam that gives rise to terrorism.
Isn't it interesting that the Southern Poverty Law Center never criticizes those fundamentalist Islamic terrorists? They ignore them. Actual groups that commit violence, even here in the U.S., groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, those groups that they completely ignore and instead put out what amounts to a hit list against Christian organizations and organizations that oppose radical Islam. The SPLC, the president, Richard Cohen, was forced in this instance really to kind of humiliate himself and his organization. He said this: the Southern Poverty Law Center was wrong to include Majid Nawaz and the Killiam Foundation, that's the name of their group, in our field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. Since we published a field guide, we have taken the time to do more research and have consulted with human rights advocates we respect. We found that Mr. Nawaz and Killiam have made valuable and important contributions to public discourse. Anyway, he goes on and says, basically, it was our error, and we wish him all the best. We never should have put them on this hate map.
Yeah, he says, we would like to extend our sincerest apologies
research
to Mr.
is the key word
Nawaz
here.
Quilliam and our readers for the error, and we wish Mr. Nawaz and Quilliam all the best. This is from Richard Cohen, the head of the Southern Poverty Law Center. He had to be groveling with this apology, and this is something in the actual settlement itself. Those exact words were what he was supposed to say.
Right.
So this was not just something that's coming from his heart. He had to pay, the organization SPLC had to pay nearly $3.4 million and issue that exact statement.
Right.
As an apology.
All because they didn't do their homework. That key word I keep saying, research. They didn't do research to find out what they're really about. You know, they're just jumping all over these organizations and putting them on their list, and it's causing harm.
Well, and they actually said that this guy, Majid Nawaz, was savaging Islam. Savaging Islam. They don't say anything against CARE that has been, at one time, an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land trial in Texas, with regards to funding terrorism.
Hmm.
In fact, they try to justify this in some respects by saying, well, they only monitor groups on the, quote, right, close quote. So I guess they think that if you are opposed to terrorism, that's the right. SPLC's thinking is just so skewed, confused, and really, it's such a radically liberal organization that it is blind to the facts. Factually, I don't think it's blind. They know exactly what they're doing.
It's propaganda.
It's propaganda. Yeah. And their intent, in their words, is to destroy organizations with which they disagree, to destroy them, absolutely destroy them.
And they've said that on tape, too.
And they've said that on tape. And they have said that publicly. And that's what their intent is. And they've listed Liberty Council. They've listed others. We have been in communication with about 60-plus organizations. All of them are interested in some kind of litigation against the SPLC.
Well, they should.
Because they also have been falsely listed as a hate group. and that is false, defamatory, and frankly, dangerous. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can read this settlement there on the website. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and your financial support as we continue to fight the good fight. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.